The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today. Good morning, everybody. Oh, gosh, it's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 8th of May. Good morning. The news is brought to you by, of course, Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Same great walk-in humidor, except it's even better because it's expanded in the same great service. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Bob, what's the weather look like?
Well, good morning, Carl. Mostly sunny skies today. The high near, they say 86. I'm going to say 90 because certain parts of this town do get a little bit toastier. Chance of thunderstorms over the valley before 11 p.m. Overnight low will be 56 and winds out of the north-northeast. Tomorrow, it's we see a cooling trend, which this time of year will take it, 81 degrees and mostly under mostly clear skies. Wednesday night's low, 55. And we'll check Shasta Lake levels. Last time we looked, it was only 12 feet from the top of the dam. Currently in downtown Reading, 58 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane. Gosh, you know, they're headquartered down in Anderson. Discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Okay, I've made a change in my life here. That's right. You know, I used to have this really, I had this Yeti cup. You know,
right,
I would use,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I now have a non-Yeti cup that looks just like the Yeti cup.
And it didn't cost you $59.
It didn't cost me $59. Was the present.
Damn.
It was a present from my... from my friend Ted. But here's the thing about it, is Yeti...
They're really proud of their crap.
Ready cut their ties with NRA.
Yeah.
And when they did that, it was just, as far as I'm concerned, you know, why would you do something stupid like that? Then they said, oh, no, that's not what we were doing. Well, yeah, you did, because you did it right in the middle of all these other attacks on the National Rifle Association, i.e. on me and my friends who are members of the National mm-hmm. Rifle Association. You know, when we're called murderers and we facilitate murder and all these kind of things. You know, they're talking about me and they're talking about my friends that belong to the NRA. They're talking about Linda, belongs to the NRA. Now, the question is, of course, is how stupid can they be to do that? Just people that do that. They want to attack an organization when you see a van that runs down on purpose 12 people up in Canada and kills many, and they're not attacking the Ford Motor Company,
yeah.
You know, for building that van, or the United Auto Workers for building that van. No, no, of course not. That's different because it's not a cause celebrity. And you get these stupid Hollywood actors or actresses that don't even have a high school degree out there saying, oh, no, no more. You know, we don't want to take your guns. We just want to take some of your guns. You know, the whole thing is just preposterous. It's preposterous and stupid. Anyway, Yeti, who has tied themselves to shooting and hunting and all this, cuts their ties with the NRA. So guess what? How many people they were shooting their Yeti cups and all that? My Yeti cup's gone. It's retired. It's you know, it was bought well before that. In fact, I got it as a present. So I'm using new ones now.
It's off to
Yeti,
go yard sailing.
Yeah, you know what? It's you know, I'm going to plant a posy in it or something. Sam Onestad passed away, 71 years old.
Really?
Okay. Very young. You know, he used to be the assemblyman and our senator from up here.
Yes, he was.
And he ran unsuccessfully against the Moffa for Congress, but he just passed away. It looks like yesterday.
He took over for Dick Dickerson, who was assemblyman before him.
And Dick, from what I understand, bucked the Republican Party from up here.
Dick and Maurice both were frequently at odds with the California version of the Republican Party, yes.
Which then wanted them replaced. I mean, mm-hmm. Senator Maurice Yohannes, one of the finest representatives we could have ever had, that, you know, he worked well with both sides of the aisle. In fact, was appointed head of the VA by a Democratic governor after that. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes I don't understand people. I don't understand organizations. Anyway, Sam Onestead just passed. Preston Sharp was at the, I got a text from his mom with a picture of Preston and Melania Trump together. And because Melania Trump yesterday initiated her anti-bullying campaign. And I saw that, and there was a number of young people that were there, had done things to help other young people who had been bullied. But Preston was there, of course. And while he was there, not only did he meet the president again and stand around in the Oval Office, but he also met the head of the acting director of the Veterans Administration. They had several, in fact, several meetings with just not only the acting director, but several of his people, you know, the higher-ups, because they all appreciate somebody like a young man like Preston Sharp who goes out, takes his own time and money, and they do, to put flags and flowers on the funeral, on the grave sites of these forgotten heroes.
Yeah.
During these, you know, during these times when you think about it, that the lip service or the, you know, the lip service paid by politicians to veterans is just, you know, horrible. I just saw a letter written by somebody, by a politician, talking about this parking situation over here, you know, at the Veterans Hall. And here's, if you want something to raise your ire, okay, here it is. The Veterans Hall here, and the city and the county have, you know, when the county was blocking off things, well, this county is the one that runs the Veterans Hall next to you. Well, they took all the parking went away. And this happened well over 6 months ago. Well over 6 months ago. It's on UP property, and they got their thugs coming out there. Okay, I shouldn't say thugs, but they look like thugs. Oh, you can't park here. Oh, I'm only going to park here for a minute. Oh, you can't park here. Are you going to tow my vehicle? Yes, we will. By the time I get into the post office and get back, you're going to tow my vehicle? And then they walk away. Now, and then I just kind of watch, and I'll go over and have a hot dog with Randy. But here's the thing. Is that I see this letter. Oh, this is at the top of my list, but I'm so busy with the Memorial Day and the Veterans Day, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like this, and I'm thinking, oh, see, it starts off like that. And then it goes into, I really think that something should be done about this. This is what was said. I think something should be done about this.
Something.
Over the rainbow. Something should be done about this. How about I am going to do the following. I am going to talk to the city of Reading, and I'm going to go to the UP and see, why can't we lease a part of this lot for $1 a year, and we will and do the insurance on it so you will not have to worry about it, UP?
Yeah.
How about something as simple as that? Which was an idea given by one of the veterans. Did you see that? No.
Yeah.
Anyway. Passive instead of proactive. It's passive instead of proactive. We need proactive leadership. And I don't care which one. But it's got to be proactive. I've had it with the passive. I've had it with the passive. Oh, you know, this would be nice. We should do that. We should. It took us 7 years to get 60 beds. 7 years. What? Didn't you know we had a problem over there? And the county comes, oh, look at us. We got 60 beds. Excuse me.
And there are
opinions.
Been
like this. There's only like 300 of them out there running around. We got 60 beds. Okay, yes, that's great. 7 years?
There's a piece of paper that says there will be 60 beds, and we all know what happens with pieces of paper.
Well, let's just hope that that works. But here we go again. I mean, I'm talking about proactive versus passive. You know, it's like, oh, we can't do it because of this. We can't do it because of this. There are a million reasons why you can't do things, my friends. You can find a reason not to get out of bed every morning. What about you, Bob? Could you find like 3 reasons not to get out of bed this morning? I mean, serious.
It was a little tough this morning.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, could you find 3 reasons not to get out of bed this morning?
No, usually it's one.
Okay, one. Maybe two. Okay, you're talking about Brenda, huh? Okay. No, but I mean, one or two. You could come up with things. Oh, gosh, you know, my knee hurts. It could be anything. You can find reasons not to do things. How about finding reasons to do things? Here's the reason. We're up to our butt and bad guys. It's not a surprise. Everybody talks about it. Why aren't you doing something about it?
On my way in, I probably saw 5 to 6 individuals who were clearly not from around here, dragging their worldly possessions along the street. And that's a bit, and I, somebody who has gotten into that situation through no fault of their own.
Yes.
there must be a means to take care of them without accommodating the people who simply want to live off the rest of us.
I know. They're like, you know what they're like? They're like those little remoras that attach themselves to free-swimming sharks. You know, except in this case, the remoras are eating the sharks.
Now, a family that's been collapsed by high bills, et cetera, yeah, let's see what we can do. Yeah.
Totally different, totally different. Okay, hey, look, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Yun Kim with us, who is a Korean War survivor, and she came to the United States, and her story is just remarkable because she is going to be here on Friday on a book tour, and she has become like the highest ranking black belt woman in the world, and we're going to talk to her. She's been here a long time, and her story is just remarkable. We're going to be right back after these messages.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the Healthy Aging Fair Friday, May 11th in the Mount Shasta Mall in front of JCPenney. This is your chance to meet and learn about businesses, agencies, and services that serve Shasta County seniors. Don't miss this informational event on Friday, May 11th. Visit over 40 booths inside Mount Shasta Mall from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, May 11th. Enter to win great prizes, enjoy food discounts, free health screenings, and more. The event begins at 9 a.m. on May 11th with prize drawings at 12:30. Vendors include Addis Healthcare, Marquis Shasta, Precious Cargo, Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Shasta Mosquito District, Connected Living, Home Helpers, Disability Action Center, Senior Placement Services, the Alzheimer's Association, Shasta County District Attorney, and Legal Shield. The Healthy Aging Fair, Friday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in front of JCPenney. Brought to you by the Older Adult Policy Council. It's all to benefit Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here, 55 degrees going up to 86 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Check it out at Cornerstone Community Bank. Find out how they are moving local dreams forward. Head on down to their newest branch at 1845 California Street. Expanded business hours, expanded services. All of this at Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, on the line with us today, we have Dr. Tae-Yun Kim. Good morning, Dr. Kim.
Good morning, Carr.
How are you?
Oh, I am so wonderful this morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Hey, doctor, you've got just a remarkable story. Could you tell us a little bit about who you are?
Well, I come from Korea. My name is Tae-Yun Kim. I'm holding it for present time, highest rank, Korean martial art, and a great grandmaster position. And also, I'm an author, a 7-step inner power, how to break through the awesome. And I will holding and my book signing. Please come meet me at the Barnes & Noble in Reading on Friday, May 11th from the 6 to 8 p.m. Looking forward to seeing each one of you. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's going to be this Friday at Barnes & Noble from 6 to 8. You can come in and see and meet Dr. Kim. Dr. Kim, though, I mean, you've got a remarkable story. You came to the United States at a young age, after the Korean War. Is this correct?
That's correct. I came to America when I was 23 years old.
Uh-huh.
When I came to this country, I did not know how to speak English. I did not know how to drive a car. And my very first job I got from working in Howard Johnson and the janitorial work. Yes.
And
really went through a lot of challenge because not knowing the English, not knowing the culture, it was not easy. Many people doesn't even know where is Korea at that time.
Now, had you been in martial arts before you came to the United States?
Yes. I trained in martial arts when I was age 7 years old.
When how?
That my country, that girl is forbidden to do any martial art or any activity. Girl, you're supposed to learn how to cook and sew. Whereupon your husband, you produce 12 sons. That's kind of like a culture. It's passing on 5,000 years. They're passing on. So that's also a woman's place.
Oh, so you had to get kind of like, when you came to America, did you realize that things had changed when you got in the United States?
Oh, my God. When I came to America, it's just like heaven and earth. And difference is, America, I always extremely respected, admired. It's kind of like, I think that everybody was a dream of coming to America. When I came in here, it was so beautiful, amazing, but it was really not easy. Many people are very prejudiced. Many people, they never really experience seeing the Asian face, especially when I was East Coast and the state Vermont. At that time, they all say, are you Japanese? Are you Chinese? They never even knew that what was a Korea at that time. It's very challenging, yes.
Okay.
But you know what?
What?
I knew that it's my life. It's my choice that I will make it a difference. No one can go eat for me. No one can go wee-wee for me. No one can drink for me. And I know I have the driver in my life. I have to become a driver in my life. And that was every challenge I have. I'm looking back. I am thankful for all this experience I have. It really gave me a complete, a total freedom and today. Helped me to really recognize, even I was, grown up, and I was abandoned during Korean War. Many people really pointed finger at me, they're laughing at me, because I was training in martial arts. My father was an alcoholic, and he beat me, my mother beat me. They're telling me that I'm not supposed to do any of those kind of activity. I'm supposed to be learned how to become a woman, but I don't want to become my mother. I don't want to become my grandmother. I don't want to become anybody. I just want to be the me, whoever that person will be, but I don't want any of them. I want to be an original, don't be a copy. Yes, Carl.
Okay, now you are a grandmaster. Did I understand that right?
Correct. That's correct.
Now, it must take decades to reach the level that you have reached.
Yes. The reason that I'm a great grandmaster today, Cars, at the time when I was training in a martial art, it's forbidden a girl to training in a martial art. And but I cannot understand why that I cannot train. It doesn't make sense to me. No matter what they say, they're telling me I'm a girl, so they tell me I'm a ugly, they tell me I'm a curse and a bad luck, you know, that because I was first born. But it doesn't make sense to me. So I was very determined when I saw my uncle's training after the Korean War. And I was so hungry for that's what I want to do, no matter what. So my father and my mother, they beat me. They keep telling me, you can't do that. But I keep saying it. Every time they're telling me, no, no, no. I say, yes, yes, yes. Why not me? Why can't I do that? If that's where I train. Today, I am the highest rank. It's not only it's martial art was most Western people were known. I am also the master, K-I-T master, which means English energy, like many other languages, like a piranha or Chinese expression is called qigong. So I'm a qi master. And I don't know, is that familiar to your cars?
I've heard of that, yes.
Yes, qi energy is mean learning to how to really operate on your internal power. So in other words, I'm sure you heard about the story that is when you grandsons or sons in danger on the car, somehow they try to save, they can lift the car.
Yes.
You heard about that kind of
story,
yes. Right?
That yes. Inner power.
Yes, inner power. I am an inner power that Eastern medicine, the master, yes.
Well, I tell you what, you are just a delightful person to talk to, and you're going to be here in Reading this Friday at the Barnes Noble, and I got a feeling that I hope you talk to people, and not just sign books. And what's the name of your book again?
It's my book is called 7 Steps to Inner Power, How to Break Through the Awesome. Yes, please. I love to meet each one of you, really, and get to know, share. Also, my book is that beauty is today, you know, everybody want to be successful. Everybody want to be happy. Uh-huh. Everybody want to meditate. In the 21st century today, so busy, it's people very difficult to find the time to meditate. So I come up with a new meditation method. It's called shower meditation or like a moving meditation. It's like a walking meditation. So it is a whole new way that I'm over 72 years old today, Carl. So what can I can make a really difference today. You know, only things I can really share what I know in my lifetime, what I learned, my wisdom, my knowledge, my experience, my formula, my method. That's what I really want to share with everyone before I go to take my last breath.
Well, I hope Dr. Kim, this is Tae. Young Kim, Dr.
Tae Young Kim.
She's got her book. She's going to be here Friday at Barnes & Noble. You sound like such a delightful lady, somebody that could, you know, impart a lot of wisdom to a lot of people. And you're going to be there signing your books at Barnes & Noble,
yes.
Friday from 6 to 8. And I think you're going to get a lot of people there.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to seeing that. I'm looking forward to seeing you there too, Carl.
Well, you know, you never can tell where I show up. You know, I might just come in there so I can have you autograph a book for me.
Yes, I love to. You know what? I really, all the weddings, come on over. You come, I promise you, it's so worth it your time. You'll feel very delighted, very wonderful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kim, for joining us today.
Thank you, Carl, for having me. Just remember, he can do, she can do, why not me? How to break through the awesome.
Okay, thank you, Doctor.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. What a delightful lady that is. I'm picturing her, but I bet she doesn't look anything like I think she looks like.
Mm.
You know, I picked, you know, that Kim Chamberlain. I just love Kim Chamberlain. Everybody loves Kim Chamberlain.
Most American person
and,
I know.
Yeah, and you look at Kim, and then I think of this lady here, and I think about them having kind of a very much of a parallel life, surviving the Korean War, coming back after the war, loving this country.
Yeah.
I think about that, and, you know, it could be worth that time to head on down there Friday. Anyway, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Reading Rodeo. I'm sorry, the Asphalt Cowboys.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, fresh chilled crabs, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $25 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UIN. For complete menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge? Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's the Asphalt Cowboys. That should be their theme song. You know, the one from The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Or Guns, you know, a Sierra Leone movie. Hey, the sports and show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. Served in the North State for over 25 years. Voted best in the North State. They are just an outstanding HVAC company. Better known business. Give them a call. 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. They can work on any make or model. And guess what? It's getting hot out there. You may want to come check and make sure your heating, your air conditioning system really works and those filters are clean. So if it's this time of the year and I have Barry Weisswasser in here with me, it's got to be the Asphalt Cowboys getting ready for the 59th annual pancake breakfast.
Well,
in whatever that gulch is.
Roaring Gulch. Yes, absolutely.
There you go. You know what, really, that's one of my favorite days of being here. We get down there the night before, set up our stuff, fight it out with other radio stations that are down there. One kid, a young kid, had never seen him before. Because we're next to Don and Heather over down there. And he put his stuff over on my side. And I went, what are you doing? He goes, oh, well, I was told to put it up down there. I said, you weren't told to put it up here. Move it. And he goes, oh, and he moved all of his stuff. I said, That's not your corner.
I think it says KCNR right there on the street.
But everybody, we've been there. Everybody has got their own spots. It's kind of like, you know, everybody runs out there and pees on a tree. And says, this is my spot, you know?
Right.
Maybe I should have done that. Thank you for the visual. What are the things going on this time?
Well, Barry? You know.
Better turn that
the
one down.
The usual
Barry,
things.
Barry's projecting today.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
How's this?
Okay, that's better.
Anyways, starting this, of course, yesterday was our annual golf tournament, which was a great success.
How do you get injured in a golf tournament when you aren't golfing? You're sitting
I thought it looked to me like working.
You had a scar all the way down your leg, and I'm looking at it. No, that's just a scrape. You still got blood on it.
I know, and I washed it twice. But, yeah, we don't have to go there. But anyways, no, I was working at the tournament because I'm a cowboy, and, you know, if you're not going to golf, you got to work.
You know what? First of all, when the term work, cowboy, and Barry all come in the same sentence, I have a real problem with this.
I know. You know, I hear this all the time. I don't get it.
Okay.
I keep telling them, hey, I'm retired, okay?
Okay, so the golf tournament was yesterday.
We had the golf tournament yesterday. This Friday is our annual awards banquet, which is called the Top Hand Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great dinner we have at Riverview Golf and Country Club. They serve up delicious prime rib and whatever else is on the menu. And then, of course, we'll be in the Cottonwood Parade on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Last Saturday, we were in the Shasta Damboree Parade.
Uh-huh. Are you all still in that big truck shooting things?
No, we're on our trailer shooting thing.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
The truck's pulling the trailer.
Of course. That's our,
y'all
that's
sitting
our,
in there.
That's our parade float.
That's
come
your
on.
Parade float.
Yeah. But anyways, so, and of course, the rodeo.
I really love you guys. I mean, you guys are out there. I mean, people don't realize that the Asphalt Cowboys, when they were formed, and there is a serious point to you all.
There is.
That if their case there's a disaster, you guys are right there. You can feed how many people? I mean,
well,
easily.
At the big breakfast, we feed over 10,000 in 5 hours.
Right. So, but you all are set up to do not just pancakes. You can do all types of things. And that's what you are. You are an adjunct of the Sheriff's Department.
Yes,
there.
We are. We're all.
Sometimes people forget that because y'all are always having a good time. You provide, you know, great entertainment and you do super things for the community.
Thank you.
But when things get serious, if we had like big floods or earthquakes here, the Asphalt Cowboys would be there in gathering areas or, you know, where people would be coming to and be serving food all the time.
We have served food for fire evacuees. Mm-hmm. We have done search and rescue things, you know, searches. And, you know, we have served food for fire crews. You know, we do a lot of this stuff, you know, and yeah, we put on our big breakfast and we put on the parade. And, you know, we'll do this kind of stuff, but stuff in the background that we don't
advertise it so much,
but you
are there, a lot of people don't realize that, but this is primarily why y'all got going, and even though now that it's rare that you have to, but you are always ready.
Yes.
I mean, your stuff is always there. You've already got your stuff prepared to go, and everybody knows exactly what they're doing. I think that that's a wonderful part of a wonderful addition to our community that we, you know, you don't realize it during the pancake breakfast. Oh, it's just everybody having a good time wearing your big hats, you know, and serving your special orange juice.
What was that?
Special orange juice.
Oh.
Anyway.
Huh. I'll have to try some of that one of these days.
You'll have to. They keep bringing it over to our place all the time. Okay.
Well,
so what else? Friday night is the top end there.
Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, is the Reading Rodeo Association's kickoff barbecue.
Right.
Which has, of course, nothing to do with the Cowboys, but many, many of us will be there to enjoy the entertainment and everything.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
And then we start the week off on Monday. I don't know this for a fact, but I have heard that there will be a bank holdup. There's rumors of it.
I've heard that. You know what? And there's we have the California Rangers out. We have everybody out looking to make sure to see if this is going to happen.
Good.
So
good.
If it does happen,
well, if it
where
does,
do you think it might be?
It might be at a bank.
At a bank.
It'll be a bank robbery.
Okay. Do we know which bank?
No.
No, okay. We don't know which bank yet.
If I told you, I'd have to kill myself.
Okay. Got it. Okay, then. So after the – and we almost even know who it is. The Lone Stranger and
– and his sidekick.
And his sidekick.
And all you have to do is, with our multitude of clues given out through the week, figure out who those two parties are. And if you figure it out on Monday, you'll get $500 cash. And, you know, they also hide the loot, and so the loot will be somewhere in the public area, not on private property. If you physically find the loot and give us a call, we'll meet you at the clubhouse and write you a check for $500 if it's on Monday. Then it decreases by $100 each day thereafter.
Okay.
So, and then we'll be going around on a bus, and we'll be judging the bank and business decorations.
Y'all used to drive around shooting, but that ceased a few years ago. People got excited.
Yeah, quite a few, actually. Since I've been in, and that's been 19 years, I think only the first. Well, we do go shooting after the bank holdup.
That's what I meant. I mean, because I could swear you've come past here
before
blasting away.
Yes.
In fact, you know, Bob and I ran out with our guns, and we were going to join in.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Because
you know, you do know we shoot blanks, right?
I've heard that.
Okay. In fact,
I understand that's well known in the feminine community. So, okay.
You were talking about guns?
Okay.
Will Robinson.
What happens after Monday?
Okay, after Monday, on Tuesday we have Special Kids Day, which is probably the most emotional time for all of us. I mean,
great.
We bring special needs kids to the rodeo arena, and we walk them around on horses and fill them up with ice cream and sodas and send them home. But
cool.
But it's very emotional. I mean, you'll get a young child up on a horse. They'll be crying because they don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And within about 2 minutes while you're walking the horse around the arena, this child is just smiling and
happy
and touching the horse, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, it's just
super.
What
are some of the other high points we're hitting here?
So on Tuesday night, we have our on Tuesday night, we have our street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest.
Which is a great, great time if you've not been there. We've been there for that. Yes.
And I know the poster says the band is going to be the Tim Hurley Band. They were called away on an emergency trip to Nashville, so it will be the Billies, which will far exceed
the Billies. Anything. I like the Billies.
I do. I do too. They're a great
band. The Billies
are
great.
So,
and then
we have on Thursday the Kitty Pet Parade. Bring your young child or older child with a pet to the Mount Shasta Mall on Thursday afternoon. And everybody gets prizes and all that good stuff.
Super.
Then, of course,
Friday morning.
Actually, it's before morning. I guess they're about 2:30.
Pancake breakfast
and
starts
serving at 5.
5.
We'll serve till 10.
10,000 people.
10,000 of your best friends.
And you know what, my friends? If you've never been to one, be there. They're like 5. There's like 5. How much is it for a ticket?
$4 in advance, $5
in advance. And I've got tickets to give away, which we will, to people. And you're just going to have a great time. And you don't have to, I mean, there'll be a line, but you're constantly moving. It's like you're almost walking. And then you get through there that fast.
It's set up like a Disneyland.
Except better, because you move.
Yes, we do move.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, of course, on Saturday is our parade. Come one, come all. Everything's free.
Best parade in the world.
Yeah, it is.
It is one. I mean, this is a great parade.
It's and
Asphalt Cowboys.
You do have a blast doing it. Come on out. Enjoy the week. Wear your Western clothes. We love to see that. And if you see one of us walking around, buy a ticket from us for breakfast.
That's right, especially if they have, wait a minute, are you going to be wearing like yellow shirts? Is that how they know who you are? Or is it
just wandering around tomorrow with a yellow shirt on.
Also, he's got a really long injury on his leg that's still got blood on it. So if you just look down at his shorts and if you see somebody with a long, bloody scratch on his leg, buy a ticket.
I don't want anybody looking down my shorts, okay? But if you look at my shin...
Look at his shin. Don't look down his shorts. I am not advocating that at all.
Hey, okay, we have fun.
Barry and the Asphalt Cowboys will be talking about this for the next 2 weeks. I think some of y'all are coming in again next week, too. So, okay. Thank you so much. And,
all right.
Please,
it's always great.
Get well. Please, get well.
Yeah, I've been trying that for 68 years now.
All right. Okay, Eric, we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
I see the sunrise creeping in. Everything changes like the desert wind.
Best of the Best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th steak feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shastaview. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shastaview. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin-blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Redding. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now, back to our show.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio for KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur right here in Redding. They started that business 8 years ago, going on 9 now, have built it into one of the finest firearm companies you're going to find in Northern California. John and Sarah Bastiani pride themselves on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Veterans get discounts there. Again, 2539 Larkspur right here in Redding. Bastiani Arms. It's where I go to buy guns. I don't buy them anywhere else.
open Tuesday through Saturday. Hey, I am here with, you know what can I say, with Mary's Pizza.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
We made it.
They can run it in here right now. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
How are you? So much is going on over there. You guys are just running. I mean, every time we see you, you're at like the high hover, moving fast.
Yeah, it feels like a hover machine for sure. Yeah. Kind of flying over stuff.
So what's a lot of changes going on over there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What can
you
we
talk about it?
You go ahead.
Okay.
It's your baby.
It's your baby. You know what? This is a beautiful baby, though.
It came out really nice. We were very, very happy.
Tell us about this. What's happened here?
It was about 4 months ago. We ended up in a South Shore doing a couple day trip, and we happened upon this beer wall in South Shore, and we fell in love with it. We were there for probably 2 hours. Tasting beers.
Which was a beer wall. So
yeah, it's a beer wall.
People may not have seen this. Is it just a bunch of spits?
It's a lineup of craft beers, 18 of them. We have two ciders right now and 16 craft beers, all different types from different companies. We have a lot of local, and we're taking it local as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We got a few out of Oregon right now that we just fell in love with.
The northern part of the state of Jefferson, you might say.
Yeah, 10-4. love that area. Ashland's one of our favorite spots to go.
Isn't it a nice place?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. We always hit good weather.
Oh, yeah.
But we saw this beer wall. We decided to look into it. We found a couple of companies that did it. We started investigating it. We did three companies. I think we talked to three companies, and then we decided to go with Table Tap, Jeff Libby, and he had a great concept. He brought this from Argentina. He saw it there, and it was on a table in a bar, and you had to pay to get your beer out of the tap. You just pour your own. You don't have to wait for anybody. Just pour your own. Of course, they have people there to ID them, but I'm not sure about Argentina. I'm sure they do. But
well, in Argentina, I think as long as you can, you know, reach up high enough on the bar to put your money, you're okay.
I mean, so we liked it, looked at it, it took about 3-4 weeks of construction. We stayed open during construction, which was kind of fun. Everybody got to see all the crud going on.
Thanks to all the customers for hanging in there.
Yeah,
with
I gotta say thank you for that too.
Well, you know what? It's easy to hang in with you guys.
Oh.
Okay,
I think it's fun for everybody.
It just is easy to hang in with you guys. Yeah,
it is fun.
It's kind of looking at. Okay.
Yeah. So we installed it. It's up and running. It's just wonderful. I love it.
Now when we come in, it's kind of like a little different now. I mean, you've got
definitely
you know
a different vibe.
What we've discovered, you know, we're going with the FM, you know, redoing all of our studios, which is why we're kind of like this now, is that you need to continue to grow. You need to continue to move forward. You have to be able to do that because if you just stay static, you're just going to be left behind.
Yeah, that's exactly why we did this. We had to do something different out of the ordinary, and we fell in love with the concept. So what it is when you walk in, the server will, you know, tell you about the wall. It's called Tap Shack. We named the room Tap Shack. And they'll ask you for your ID, and they'll give you a card, and you go to the wall, and you can put the card in. You touch the screen, it will describe to you what the beer is if you want to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pour by the ounce. You can try every beer. You can have half a beer, whatever you want.
All different prices.
Now, so you're charged via this card?
Yeah.
Okay, is it your card, or is it the card you all, is it a, like
it'll be the customer's card.
Okay, so it would be like your credit card.
You can
card.
Either have like an open tap, or you can do, it's a prepaid card, you can put $20 on it.
Oh, okay.
And then at that point, you would just keep the card, you put the $20 on it, it's good until you run out.
Okay,
but
I got it.
Yeah, but you only get 32 ounces before you have to see an employee. It's not like you can go down and drink $30, $40 worth of beer.
Yeah, no.
You'll get 32 allotted ounces, and then your card will say, sorry, you're out of beer.
That's 2 pounds of beer.
Right.
You drink.
A craft beer, 32 ounces. That's a
lot. Oh, yeah.
I just drink 2 pounds of beer. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
But then you'll check in with Logan, Matt, any one of our people know how to do it, and they'll increase your limit if you're fine.
Yeah, be looking you in the eyes going,
exactly. You have to have
contact. You've had enough fun. Yeah. Why don't you go and have some pizza now?
So far, it's been a great experience for everybody. We did a really soft opening.
Yes.
You know?
Breadstick sales are up. Hey, before you leave, five of these.
Yeah. No. Let that soak it
Everybody's
up a little
been
bit.
Good.
Yeah, no, of course they have.
Well, you know what?
Different atmosphere.
It's, yeah. You know what? Okay. So when we go down there this week.
Yep.
And we come in, so we can just we can order our pizza, go over and get our beer.
Yep.
Bring it back to the table. Is that the way it works?
Yep.
Okay, so we don't have to stay in that one area.
Oh, just, no, go anywhere you want.
Okay,
oh,
yeah. So we get what we want there, and we taste a few. Okay, this is the one.
And then you go.
And we've ordered our pizza, so we go on back, and about that time, our pizza's ready.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. It's by the ounce. So it's average is about 44 cents an ounce. One of them is 60. That's Where's Waldo?
That's almost gone, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's Waldo is a beer.
It's a beer. It's a good popular. Beer.
You know what? I would have to try it just because it's of
You
its
better
name.
Hurry up because he's sipping fumes now.
Okay, is that right?
Yeah, so that was one of the first beers to go.
Where's Waldo made?
They put it out once a year, and it's a Lagunitas.
Lagunitas. Very, very
they
popular.
They put it out once a year.
Yeah.
That's a
they created their own supply and demand. It's wonderful.
You know, it's... You guys are having way too much fun with this.
Oh, yeah. We fought for that keg. We had to ask them to go to Sacramento. Well, we didn't ask them. They said, well, we have one in Sacramento, but it's one of the last ones. I said, who's going? You or me?
That's
and they said they ran down there already distributing. They were awesome. Pulled me a Waldo.
Pulled you a Waldo.
Oh, that sounded terrible.
No, you know, we just had the Asphalt Cowboys, Barry Weisswasser on. There's nothing you can say after Barry's on.
They're hard to follow.
That's going to top what Barry was talking about. I mean, we got in. You don't even want to know what we were talking about in there, you know, scratches on his legs.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, now, is there going to be like an official opening?
So there's a thing out there right now that says we're going to have an opening tomorrow.
Okay.
Tonight. So that'll kind of be like a soft opening, but we're going to go for June 9th.
Okay.
As our grand opening, we'll have DJ Bobette there. We're going to try to have the distributors there to give out swag, and I'll have some raffle prizes. And
okay, what time is that going to start? Is that in the afternoon, the evening, or?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Probably
around
3 o'clock. I'm thinking.
Okay.
We'll do
three o'clock.
Start it up and.
The people come rolling through, but there's not going to be any Where's Waldo left.
No,
Waldo's probably gone today. If
really?
He's not already gone, we're gonna have to find him again.
When do y'all open?
11 o'clock.
Okay. Now, I'm not one. I'm not.
You
one
can just
to
go
ask.
Try an ounce if you
I'm
want.
Not
all
one,
you can do.
I'm not one to ask for favors here.
You have
but
3 hours.
I'm down.
Red tag
I'm
that spigot.
There, if I'm down there at like 11:05, do you think I can get an ounce of Where's Waldo?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You
oh,
just,
yeah.
You know what? This sounds
just
more.
Just so you can try it.
Just so I can come back and talk about what everybody's missed.
Yeah. If he's not there.
Breaking Bad,
as opposed to Breaking Bad. Okay,
Breaking Bad was a little upset. Breaking Bad, I think, took that or did something.
Yeah,
but it's fine. It's all good.
Okay, all right. The Virelys here. You know what? You all have done so much for our community. First of all, let me thank you for everything that you all have done. You know, Mary's Pizza Shack, everything. All y'all have done for our community. And I'm not talking about little things. I'm talking about huge things that y'all have done. And how you've supported, Shasta County and Redding and all the places that you all touch.
Thank you.
No, we just want to, it's true.
We try. I feel like I slacked last year a little bit because I had a lot of issues going on, but I'll kick it into gear again. And
you have. But you all have maintained all the way through and with all the things. And I'm so happy to see that, the beer wall. And I'm being there at 11:05
so
today. I'm coming down there to Mary's Pizza Shack right down here on
Shasta Street,
and I can just walk down there, which is really cool.
Yep.
So I don't have to worry about driving down there because I know the sheriff and his people listen to this show. So I'm going to have my 1 ounce of Where's Waldo.
There you go.
Gosh,
one ounce won't do you justice. You might end up with two.
I might have to have 2 ounces of Where's Waldo that I will share tomorrow. By the way, by telling everybody about it and say, hey, but
I
guess
gotta make
what?
Sure, we got them.
Guess what? Yeah, yeah. Don't.
I'm going down there right now.
Yesterday we had like 90 ounces left. So we'll see.
I keep saying 90, but I don't think that's right.
Oh, okay.
I tipped it. It was fumey.
Oh
boy, does it taste different if it's fumey?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you so much. And okay, everybody, it's going to be a soft opening tomorrow, and the big opening June 9th.
Yep.
And it's a great. You know what?
I'm just really happy. I'm really glad y'all are moving forward with this
It'll
thing.
It'll be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a great time.
If it is open,
so
come on down and try it out.
People have been knocking holes in it. I think we're down about 6,000 ounces already.
Well, you know what? That tells me, something's working.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with Doug Wright after these messages.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. New York's Attorney General is stepping down amid allegations by women who claim that he had physically abused them.
Eric Schneiderman denies he did anything wrong, but as a prominent supporter of women's rights, he says he cannot continue as state attorney general and will leave office by the end of the day. The New Yorker magazine published the accusations of four women who say he beat, verbally abused, and choked them during intimate encounters. In addition to his Me Too activities, Schneiderman has led legal opposition to the Trump administration's immigration policies, and he won a $25 million settlement on behalf of victims of Trump University. The state legislature is to appoint a successor. Warren Levinson, New York.
Voters in four states that Donald Trump carried in 2016 are choosing candidates today in primary elections, including in a high-profile Republican race in West Virginia.
Voters in the heart of Trump country are ready to decide the fate of Don Blankenship. He's a brash West Virginia businessman, a GOP outsider, and an ex-convict who has run racially charged ads, and he could cost the Republicans a seat come November.
It's correspondent Shirley Smith. The president says Blankenship could not win the general election, and Mr. Trump is urging voters to choose one of the other two Republican candidates. The president promising to announce today whether the U.S. will give up on the Iran nuclear deal. In the past, Mr. Trump has sharply criticized the agreement.
You know, in 7 years, that deal will have expired, and Iran is free to go ahead and create nuclear weapons. That's not acceptable. 7 years is tomorrow. That's not acceptable.
The European allies have pleaded with the president not to withdraw, but Israel hopes that Mr. Trump will pull out of the deal. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 15 points. NASDAQ is off 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
A Brazilian federal court has ordered Microsoft to make it easier for users of its Windows 10 operating system to opt out of providing personal data to the software giant.
Prosecutors in Sao Paulo filed a civil action last month that accused the Redmond, Washington-based company of violating Brazilian privacy and consumer protections. They said the default settings allowed Microsoft to collect users' geolocation information, internet search histories, email content, and more, and that the process for opting out was too complex. The court gave Microsoft 30 days to simplify it. Microsoft says it'll work with prosecutors to address the concerns.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Berlin police say three baby girls found abandoned in and around the German capital in recent years are siblings. The first newborn was discovered in Berlin in September 2015, the second in August the following year, and the third in 2017. News and analysis, townhall.com. Homeland Security playing catch-up and helping to ensure that state election systems are secure.
Four states, West Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, and North Carolina, have primaries on Tuesday, but the Department of Homeland Security still hasn't conducted a cyber attack risk assessment of election systems in Indiana. DHS has inspected election systems in Ohio and North Carolina, while West Virginia officials haven't submitted a request yet, but plan to do so before November. The threat is real. U.S. intelligence officials say Russian hackers attempted to infiltrate election systems in 21 states in 2016. Indiana has taken action on its own. The Hoosier state used a private vendor to conduct a risk assessment. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Artificial intelligence expected to be the big deal at this year's Google Developers Conference. It gets underway on Thursday. The tech giant is also expected to unveil updates to its Android mobile operating system. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, but I have had a lot of really, really great people here today. A lot of great things going on. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 8th of May. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Their great walk-in humidor has expanded, and the service is just as good as it always has been. Tobacco and Brew. Bob.
Mostly sunny skies today. The high near 90 degrees. Calm winds, 5 to 8 miles an hour out of the south. 20% chance of showers, maybe even a thunder bumper tonight. That should stop all around midnight. Partly cloudy and then sunny for your Wednesday. A high near 81, mostly clear for Wednesday night, and a low around 55. Looks like we'll be fairly clear, and by the time we hit next Monday, be back up around 90 degrees. Currently 62 and rising in Redding. Chasta Lake holds steady at 12 feet from the top of the dam. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Shasta Gas Propane gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right down the street from Tobacco and Brew. The only full-service, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Anything you could possibly want there at very fair prices. And, I mean, from start to finish, from watch repair to design of jewelry, all of it. You have Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Well, good morning, Doug Wright.
Good morning, Carl.
I have lots of questions for you today, buddy.
After spending a day with the Cowboys, I don't know how quick I'm going to be.
Are you an asphalt cowboy? That's
no,
right.
No,
you're not?
No, it's not good timing for me with little
okay,
kids.
But yeah.
I do a lot of events with them.
You with them?
My neighbor's the Cowboy. I've known Barry forever, literally my entire life.
Okay, so you were out on the golf?
Yes. And when you're spending the day with the Cowboys, you have to make sure you have lots of swing oil.
Swing oil.
In place. Yeah.
Some people could call that...
Budweiser.
Have you, I know you're here, you're talking about Mary's Pizza Shack and that new beer wall.
Yes, I'm very excited. That was quite a point of discussion yesterday.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, Ryan Denham, he and I were quite excited to venture over there and try that out.
11:05, man, I'm there. I'm getting the last of Where's Waldo. Okay, so, yeah. Well, unless there's like 20 ounces, I probably won't, get the last of it then. You are also involved in so many things here. You know, before we get into the legal side, I want to get into kind of the political side.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
No problem.
Chamber of Commerce.
Yep, on the Board of Directors.
You're on the Board of Directors, but you're also on the
Political Action Committee.
Okay. Yeah. You all did something you have never done before.
We did.
You took sides in a primary.
Primary election for district supervisor.
District supervisor. Now, why was that?
We get the sense that there's a little bit of a lack of leadership in the community at this point, and the chamber's in a key position to step in and take that leadership role, and we thought now's the time, and we endorsed Joe Kimeni. He's a fantastic candidate.
Okay, so why Joe specifically?
He's got a vision for downtown and for the county. He's specifically with one, development, because the community, you know, needs jobs. They need, we need to take a fresh look at some of the way we're doing things around town, and public safety. He's got some plans for public safety and how to improve jail bed space and law enforcement issues. He has a law enforcement background, and he's smart, 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 smart.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was a cop for, you know, he comes from a law enforcement family, so yeah. He's been in law enforcement. And the other thing too about it, listening to Joe was, you know, why he got out of it, because, you know, he went on and got his master's and then moved into some other things. It wasn't because he didn't like the job; it was just he saw a better opportunity in a different way. Does the Chamber of Commerce? I mean, obviously, you have a political action committee. You all have delved into that before.
Yeah, typically the PAC will make endorsements. It's not an issue with that. It's just usually we won't make an endorsement in the primary. There's no sense in doing it at this point. We'll sort of see what happens, and then when we come to the general election, we'll endorse at that point. But this time we thought that it was important we get out there in front. And, you know, he's running against two candidates with tremendous name recognition. And we've seen a real swing in momentum for his campaign. We hope that he may very well win it at the primary.
Wow.
Which means he gets 50% plus one.
Wow. There's a lot of people. I tell you what, the other two are not going to roll over.
Oh, no. No.
They are not rolling over. He's in a fierce fight. Yep. And you know what? I am so happy that we've got three people, you know, because it forces an incumbent to come up with new things. And the other two are going, I mean, they're going for the kill. So they're coming in with bright new ideas and all these things. But we've had Joe and Missy and Dave on. And Joe has come in here and, you know, explained his, what he wants to do, Missy and also Dave. The county we need leadership.
Yes.
So
desperately.
And of course, we don't endorse anybody. We just never have, nor will we. Now, the Chamber of Commerce also got into this tax issue this time.
Well, we're looking at it.
Well, you know, because...
Well, on D&E, you're talking about D&E?
Well, not that was the previous one. I'm talking about the one they were talking about trying to put it on the June ballot.
Yes.
And everything I heard and read and talked to with people was that the Chamber was not really strong on this.
They weren't for the fiscal emergency. We didn't see the emergency. Frank, we couldn't get answers to the questions that we needed to have answers to, and without that, we can't support, you know, something that we don't feel is appropriate.
I think it was the best thing that, you know, those other four people should thank Adam McElvain every day for voting no on that, because if it had been on the June ballot, it had just been an embarrassment to the city.
And they would get crushed.
It would have been worse than last time. And last time was horrible when they tried this.
Yeah.
Do you think? And I'm just talking from a citizen, but being on also in the Chamber of Commerce, do you think a two-thirds tax, you know, something aimed right at public safety would have a chance?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Jake Mangus and I have done a number of unscientific polling, whether it's on Facebook or within our Chamber membership, and a lot of different groups to sort of get a flavor of what's out there. And I can tell you this much, there is substantial and strong support for a specific tax aimed at mostly jail space, and then to a certain degree, law enforcement. Not necessarily fire, not roads, not these other issues that they always want to bootstrap into a tax measure, but there is a significant amount of support for certain things, and it's mainly within the city of Reading. The county outside of Reading doesn't necessarily support that, but the city of Reading, there's strong numbers that show a support for that. For that type of sales tax measure.
Well, you know, I strongly support that, too. Yeah. You know, I'm not one to raise taxes because I just got hammered on my property taxes. Again, I'm still trying to figure that one out. But the idea that we could have a 66% vote to have go for public safety, I'd support that all the way. We'd be backing that. I even got Terry Raposa, and Terry, I hope you're listening. I actually got Terry Raposa to say that he would probably support that. He might even said he would support it. You know, if it was a two-thirds that went strictly for that and for nothing else.
Yeah.
Because he's like everybody else and many other people are. It's a trust issue.
Yep.
It just strictly is a trust issue. But if you knew it had to go there and you had a group of people that was going to oversee it, yes.
Well, and in some circles, that's upwards of 80% that would support a specific measure.
I think it could happen here. And I would hope that the city and the county would get, you know, together on something like this. And push something.
There has been a lot of discussion.
Yeah.
I can say that. whether it comes on by way of an initiative, which means that we would go out and get the signatures to put it on, or what's more likely to happen is that council could put it on the ballot for November.
That's what I would say. Yeah. That's what I would think, is that they could just do that, because I think there's, but it's going to take leadership from the community. It's going to take businesses like the Chamber of Commerce, but also businesses that you've not heard of that mm-hmm. are kind of like, they're really big parts of our community, but they keep, you know, they don't say a lot, but they are awesome ones I talk to that way in the business community. Yeah. Also, is they're ready to roll in on something like this.
Yeah,
they throw money at it, and also they're to stand up and talk about it.
Oh, well, I think what people don't realize is that the sales tax actually went down. So we were at 7.5, and now we're at 7.25 because there was a sunset clause from a measure that was passed a decade or so ago. So we're receiving less funds than we were two or three years ago, which is problematic when you're trying to pay for law enforcement. I mean, I'm not a big fan of paying taxes either, but there is a certain role that government does play, and protecting us from other people is one of those primary roles.
Well, if you don't want to pay taxes, that's fine. But then you better be able to arm yourself and take care of your own streets and do all these things, because that's what it does. Mm-hmm. And the schools, it's like these school bonds. I mean, I don't have kids in school. I don't have grandkids at school.
Yeah.
So why would I support a school bond? Well, probably because I believe in the future of these kids, and these roofs haven't been fixed in 81 years.
Yeah.
Probably they may need some roofs, and they probably might need some plumbing out there. So I'm looking at the future. That's what I kind of like to hope that the people of our town can do, and not just fixate on the way it is right now, but be able to think two or three years in the future.
Yeah, more, it's an investment.
That's all it is. Okay, we're here with Doug Wright, attorney at law, but he's also on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce here in Reading, and also on their political action committee.
Yep.
So it was kind of fortuitous that you came in today, and I'm trying to get Jake on too to talk about long-range things, but you could probably talk about that, but we also want to talk about things that will keep people out of jail and make their lives easier here.
Yeah, it tends to make things better at home when you don't have to get bail money.
Yeah, there you go. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has just put together an incredible crew to take care of you and your family. Let her come on out for a complimentary in-home consultation if you're thinking about, man, maybe we need some more help out here. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little types. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the epicenter of change right down here in downtown Reading, because downtown Reading is in the midst of, it will be in the midst of chaos, but chaos brings change. I love it. And it's 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Lance Beck. I got to get Lance in here and talk about it again, about the things that they do out there, because not only are they helping along the river trails, they do the electric utility power plants. You know, they're out there at the Colt 45 games. Everywhere I turn, there is an officer from North State Security. There's more of them on the road at any time than there are police and sheriff's deputies, maybe combined. All of this is at North State Security. Give them a call, 243-0295. Ask them about that program. You can have somebody at your office or business in 10 minutes or less, a trained officer. It's a great program, and it is so reasonably priced, you'd be silly not to get into it. Okay, I'm here with Doug Wright, and we were talking about, he's on the Political Action Committee of the Chamber of Commerce, but he's also on their board of directors. And I'm going to ask you one more part before we get into some other things here. The old Dickerson building.
Yeah,
coming down.
Yes,
it's is this, what do you see, Doug? I mean, you're one of the our movers and shakers here in that group. What do you see here in 5 years?
I see a new landscape downtown. There are a lot of projects, and Jake Mangus can talk a lot more about this when he comes in.
And I'll bring Jake in, yeah.
He's got the numbers. I want to say it's like $1 billion in projects that we have over the next 5 years.
I've heard that, counting the courthouse.
Yeah.
That there's, I think, at least $1 billion in projects here.
I know Brent Weaver and Jamie Lynn have several projects in actual process now, and then in the pipeline coming down. I mean, there's a lot of guys.
Is that
investing.
Why Brent, you think that's real? Is that the reason Brent got out of politics, so he'd get back into, so he wouldn't be fighting the battle of, hey, I'm trying to build something and having people sniping at him all the time?
I don't know. You know, I've never talked to him about that. I suspect that's probably part of it. You know, he's got young kids as well.
Yeah.
And, it's a thankless job. You know, you get up there, you get beat up and yelled at.
Horrible
job. You know, when you're just trying to, do the best you can for the city, and nothing but...
It comes back to haunt you.
Yeah.
Anything you say
yeah,
comes back. Because if you say it in front of somebody, somebody's got it recorded.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah. Especially nowadays. Anyway, but not that he's, he's not like the Attorney General of New York, okay? He hasn't slapped...
not even close.
He's not slapping his brown mistress until she calls him master.
Brent's a good guy.
I want to talk about that one, too, in a minute. I don't know why, because it has nothing to do with us. But, the Attorney General of New York.
The irony of him getting caught after he blasted President Trump.
Yes. And he was one of the leaders
of the Me Too. And there's
the prosecutor
for Weinstein.
Yeah. And he was one of the leaders of the Me Too. And he put charges against Weinstein. This is the guy that he said it was consensual.
Yeah, right.
Okay, moving back to what we say. So you see the landscape totally different. I see a four-story building down here with K2.
Yes.
Danny and family.
Mm-hmm.
Behind us at the police station is going to be a farmer's market and an art group there.
Yeah.
the old the people don't realize that the parking structure is at the end of its. I mean, it's at the end.
Yeah.
But the biggest concern I hear is parking. Then after that.
Well, if we have a parking problem, I think that our community is doing well. Because anywhere you go where there's parking problems, it's because they're thriving economically. Because people are out and about spending money. So you have to walk a block. Good. Get out and exercise a little bit.
Well, you know, we can say that. You and I can say that. And Bob can say that because we can go walk that block.
Yeah.
Or even two blocks. But we've heard about people going to have to be walking four or five blocks to be able to get from a parking spot to, like, from where they're working in their offices back four or five blocks to walk. Or older people, which we have a large number of those,
yeah.
115-degree weather. I don't think they're going to be walking four blocks.
Yeah, that's probably... We've got 115 people probably aren't out anyway.
Well, okay, but even at 100, let's just say, yeah. Because... But, I mean, we can't even figure out the... We can't even figure out the parking problem down here at the vet's hall.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's been going on for 6 months.
Sure.
And, you know, we can't even figure out how we can get people that are you know, parking in the handicapped spaces to be able to let them park within two blocks of that. So people talk about parking. There's a lot of consternation there.
Yeah, I understand it. But rideshare, Uber, call a cab. There's lots of things.
It'd be nice if like little shuttle things around. You know, in San Diego, you see pedicabs everywhere.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of the older folks, there are services, a lot of them free, that you get signed up and you call them, they come pick you up, they drop you off, you call them back, they come pick you up.
Well, that's true. You know, you could Uber in, like, and for where Lynn and I live, I mean, we just walk downtown, that's no problem. And, but yeah, they have the Ubers and they have, I just think it can open up new avenues of ways of moving people around, little electric shuttles that you pay a dollar, you know, for,
sure.
you know, for a dollar a trip, and then you just move them around, or you can be like, hey, I get a, here's a pass, you know, for a month. $30.
Rather than run empty buses on fixed routes, you have a on-demand, probably solar-powered, modular system that scales up as needed. And when nobody's moving, you don't have any vehicles out. When a bunch of people need to move, you roll a bunch of vehicles.
Yeah. No, I'm seeing Bethel in here with like 20 pedicabs. I swear. They're going to be out there with pedicabs.
Sure.
I mean, they do it in San Diego all the time. Those guys make them. And they're going up and down hills. Here, it's just flat.
Yeah.
We could have little pedicab races.
So it would be easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course, when it's 120, that might be a... Yeah.
But Doug says that's okay.
Yeah. Sweat it out.
Yeah, we'll see if Doug's walking up and down the street there.
You won't see me.
Because that street is not...
See me
that street's 140.
Yeah. In my air-conditioned car for a block.
Waving. I guess I'll pass going over to check that beer wall out.
Yeah.
I'll just drive over there and park.
Yep.
Okay. I have to mention this thing about the when you have the state, one of the most popular states of the union, their highest elected law enforcement official, the attorney general.
Yeah.
And then and I remember you and I have talked about this before about the and it was the governor of New York got it. And of course we got Wiener.
Yeah.
But then there's a governor of North Carolina, and there's all these other people. Seems to be this hubris that seems to think they can do anything they want. What is this? What's your take on this? Because almost every one of them's a lawyer, or been in law enforcement, I should say. And it's not because they're lawyers, but because I mean you're not slapping people around wanting to call you.
Yeah, there's a lot of lawyers that would never be able to get away with that.
Yeah, but. I mean, what is this? You know, when people have reached that point, your take on this?
You know, I don't know. It's power. You know, I don't think that it's necessarily males, because we've seen in the news a number of times where there are
females have reached
powerful
that.
Females that are doing it as well. Power corrupts if you allow it to do so.
Well, you know what? Lady is a Democrat.
Yeah.
Went up. She's a member of this organization at the state level. She said she walked in there the first day, and one of the leaders had resigned, and the other one had just been accused. That senator, Democratic senator woman, been accused of sexual harassment and was out of it. And she goes, "Well, this isn't an auspicious start to our group here." I mean, it was plain. No, it's just amazing that after everything that's going on. That they continue to do it.
They still do it.
They still do it.
Yeah. I'll get away with it.
Okay. No, nobody will say anything.
It won't be me. It's sort of like death. It won't happen to me.
That's right. I'm not going to die.
Yeah.
And that's why I do not need a trust.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that kind of stuff when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back with attorney Doug Wright.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Hey, this is Kenny Breedlove at Market Street Steakhouse. On behalf of Wes and I want to personally thank all the first responders, including fire, police, and medical. All of us at Market Street Steakhouse appreciate all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-456-7000.
Talk about Russians in the Capitol.
Well, the song's called Lawyers in Love.
Lawyers in Love. Oh, how appropriate. Oh. It is 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on May 8, 2018. 62 degrees, going up to 86 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors, veterans, and they have payment plans out of there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts also to seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Go in there and get your daily load of testosterone. You just kind of go in there and you just absorb it in the air. Linda says when she goes in there, when she leaves, she has feels like she ought to shave her legs, something like that. I'm not sure exactly what that means. She'll probably come in and slap me on that one. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, I'm here with Doug Wright. Speaking of a hearty young man who's here and doing a lot of things in our community, And you do a lot of things in our community. I mean, besides the Chamber of Commerce, I see you on a lot of different boards and raising money and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm on Rick Pacetti's board for the Colt 45s baseball. I help them.
Well, that's getting ready to start.
Yeah, season's kicking off at the end of the month.
That's right.
It's going to be a great season. You know, Rick does so much for the community. It's amazing how hard he works down there.
He really does, and he's gone through some things. His father passed away.
Yeah,
but I tell you what, we're ready. We're going to be out there for every game, broadcasting every game out there.
Yeah, and Patty too. Patty, his wife.
Patty. I mean, you know, I saw him out there one day. He had completely sweated through his T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It dried, and then he's back out there, or he changed shirts, I should say, and he's sweating through that because he's cooking, he's moving, he's doing all those things.
He lives for it.
He lives for
it. It's summer baseball. That's Rick Pacetti.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, tax season's over.
Yes.
And you were talking about it during the break. You're starting to see things, huh?
Yeah, not necessarily tax-related, but what we're seeing is that folks, you know, because people have some money now. They want to do some, make some new investments, take advantage of some opportunities. And what I continue to see is, as the old saying goes, the only ship that doesn't sail is a partnership. And, people have problems with their partners. They don't have things in place properly.
They don't have things written.
They don't have things in writing. And, you know, some of the companies that have been around for a long time, you know, they have shareholders, people that are owners of the corporation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And they don't have any agreement amongst their owners. And that is so dangerous because you don't know, you know, what happens if someone passes? What happens if someone gets a divorce? What happens if someone wants to retire and exit the company? How do you manage those types of things?
Now, everything should be now, of course, this is what you do. You're a business attorney,
mm-hmm.
along with probate and all this. But you're there to make sure this doesn't happen. But so what would you tell two guys getting together? Bob and I are getting ready to start a widget company.
Yep.
You know, Bob and I have been together for 8 years. We're good buddies. We hunt together. We fish together. We do all these things, right?
Yep.
What would you tell us?
The first thing you need to do is put your exit strategy in place.
Okay. How we're going to leave the company, if it's 5 years, 4 years, or 10 years.
Correct.
Whatever the exit is, how we're going to do it.
Yep, the exit is going to happen at some point. And if you want to maintain your friendship, you want to make sure you have a strategy in place.
Right.
Because if you don't, you have your own ideas. I can promise you that, of what should happen.
Okay.
And they're not the same.
And one of those probably could be is that one buys out the other.
Could be, yeah.
Is that, I mean, if one wants to stay in it, then, hey, you've got, you know, then...
Yeah. Typically, that's what we would do is if, let's say, for example, you wanted to exit the company, Bob wants to stay in.
Right.
And you have someone, a friend, your guys' third friend that wants to buy in, wants to buy mm-hmm. your interest. Well, you ideally would have an agreement where if that happened, Bob may not want to be in business with the third person. So Bob would have the ability to buy your interest first, a right of first refusal. Let's say Bob doesn't want to do that. Okay, well, he doesn't mind doing business with the third person. He really likes him. You could then sell your interest to the third person, but it's all in writing.
Okay? Right.
So you understand how that transition would occur.
I have heard so many horror stories.
Second part.
From guys that were best friends and all these three guys, four guys starting a company, and by the fifth year, they were at each other's throats. Families weren't talking to each other and any of that stuff.
And they
couldn't get rid of the company.
Yep. And so the other more important part, which is where we always have the struggle, is valuation. How do you value your company? How do you value your business? Whatever it is that you're doing, how do you value that? Because what your idea is on exit is going to be different than what Bob's idea is when buying your interest to keep the company going. So obviously you want high dollar. Bob doesn't want to put a whole bunch of money in your pocket to exit. So you got to put a valuation in place. How do you do that? And there's all kinds of different formulas, but it needs to be in place. Very, very important.
Okay, and that's right up at front.
Yeah.
Okay, these are all – okay, what are the kind of things?
You've got to have that valuation, exit strategy. How do you manage your internal workings? Who's in charge? Are both of you? Who gets to call the shots? Is it only one of you? Is it both of you? Do you both have the time?
Who's the alpha?
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, I guess I can imagine is, you know, Bob may be really great on the technical side there.
I was just going to say that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying he's maybe really good on the technical side of putting that kind of stuff together. And I may be the one that raises money, but I'm the one that keeps it building.
Correct.
It's his brain and then me pushing things through.
Recognize your talents and be honest about them. Because you're right, some people are much better at the creative side, and some people are much better at the strategic management side. And those two can work very well together. But if you think you're really good at the management side and you're not, it's going to create problems.
You know, I've always said that, you know, that there's, you know, like there's people that can, uh, uh, can dream up things, but they have no idea how to make it work if they dream it up. And there's others that can make anything work but can't dream it up. It's so rare to get somebody that can actually dream up the idea, put it into effect, and then make it work.
Yep.
So that third person is very rare. But the other two, they're out there.
Yeah. You know, early on in my career, I had a very seasoned, older veteran attorney, one of the top 100 lawyers in California worked with. And he told me, I have the recipe for success. And, of course, he built this up in anticipation. He's a great storyteller. He's tried 500 cases to jury verdict. He would say, everybody's got a plan. Everybody does. Your mom, your neighbor, everybody's got a plan. Those that are successful execute. Very few people execute. Everybody's got the plan. It's that simple. If you execute, you'll have success.
Yeah. How many people pull the trigger?
Yeah.
On it. Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Okay. So you're just telling people, before you get into it, I don't care how, it could be family, too. I mean, but even in family, you need to write this up.
You have to. Yep. Because at that point, it's business.
Yeah.
And it's a bad combination for friends and family to be in business anyways. So you've got to have something in place to manage that, because expectations are wildly different from person to person.
Well, I can tell you right now that Linda will come in and has a different expectation than I do on things.
Yeah.
And we don't have it in writing who's in charge.
No.
Because most of the time, everybody acquiesces to her. But no, I'm kidding about that. But no, but we did not do that. Mm-hmm. We didn't say, okay, you take this portion of it, and I'll take this portion of it, because we worked so hard together getting this thing off the ground.
Well, just think how difficult. But,
and we love each other, and we can talk to each other. I can imagine if, it was just a partner, how you could be banging heads in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about expectations for a dinner on a weekend at home. That could, different expectations there. You get into the office setting where there's money on the line, and you have employees and, pressure to meet deadlines. Yeah.
It's amazing, though, is that, that husband and wives are in business, and there's a number of them. They're still getting along, and they can make it work, because you back off when you do, when you have to, and then you push forward when you have to also. But I can see how with just a regular business, every I has to be dotted, every T crossed before you even kick off on this thing.
Yeah, because it just makes life a lot easier down the road.
Even the payments, even your salaries, everything. It's got to be how much of it's going to be, we're going to, give to ourselves, how much is going back in the company and all this. Because, yes, I've known people here, and God bless them, a lot of them are military, that we come out of an environment where it's a trust environment where you trust somebody to do something, because that's just the way our lives are there.
Sure.
And when you get out here into the civilian community, it's not always like that.
No.
Handshake doesn't mean what it, in some cases, not in every case. I've had others where the handshake, that's all we've had. I probably got people here, maybe even you, that we don't even have a contract with, that we talk about it and we just go from there. And so there's a lot of that. But a handshake doesn't always work, because people remember different things.
Correct.
And that's the other thing.
Yeah, and oral contracts can be enforceable.
Sure.
Just as easily as a written contract, it's more difficult. But a lot of times what you do is you look at performance. Okay, so our agreement was X, Y, and Z. Well, we did X, Y, and Z for 5 years. So clearly that was our agreement. Now you're trying to say it wasn't. Well, then why were you doing X, Y, and Z?
Well, what if they have, you're doing business with somebody like that, and you've been doing business for a period of time like that, and then now they want to say, okay, I want a new contract. Well, we have a contract.
Yeah.
We have a contract.
Two parties that want to renegotiate a contract can do it. If one party does not want to, they're stuck with it. It's like a lease.
Yeah.
If you have a year lease and in month three you want to change terms, you can't.
But you could have, but if you have something that's been going on for a long period of time, and then one of the people want to change it, and the other person doesn't, you're kind of stuck there then with that.
It could end the deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was looking at, and that's one of the things that people need to look at. And this is what is so important. And it's just like when you get into, people thinking they're safe with wills. Every time you come on, I learn something. Yeah. Partnerships, but just when you think, you think, okay, if I've got a will, everybody's taken care of. It's not true. It's not true at all.
No. Well, it's in part. I mean, it gives you some sense of security. But it, for what? Makes you feel better.
I mean, it makes you feel better. You know, that's
which
like,
is part of it.
That's like wearing. Okay, let me tell you what that's like. That's like wearing a. It's like wearing a hat on your head in combat.
Yes.
You know, it makes you feel better.
Blocks the sun.
It blocks the sun out. You know, you're kind of snooping and pooping through the woods. It does nothing for you except keeps the sun out. We hear Doug Wright, attorney at law. Such a, we always love having you come on because we talk about everything from baseball to the wall, the beer wall over at Mary's Pizza Shack that I'm going to run down to in 2 hours and test out where's Waldo.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, Northern Firearms Instruction has become the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started right here 10 years ago by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. If you want to find out how they teach, what they teach, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call, 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
Of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with 4 nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at reddingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
Real people, real winners. Do you have big dreams of going tiny? Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. We are giving away a custom-built tiny house RV to one lucky winner. Play our Tiny Living Big Winning Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a brand-new custom-built tiny house RV. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. Win 250 free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Wind River Resort and Casino is giving away the house, literally. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing Thursday, May 31st. Grand prize, a tiny house RV from Liberty Cabins. 30 winners, 250 free slot play. Live large in a tiny house RV. Play Tiny Living, Big Winning, Swipe to Win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Okay, I'm just doing the hand and arm movements that you see during the movie Streets of Fire when she's singing Tonight, you know. The whole, anyway, you've got to go see the movie. If you haven't seen the movie, it's on, I'm not even sure where you can see the movie anymore, Streets of Fire.
If you do, it's got a great soundtrack. Welcome back, everybody, to Free Fire Radio. Hey, tomorrow we have, hopefully, Tony Giovanello is going to be with us from the Economic Development Corporation. We can talk about this potential sale of Stillwater. All of Stillwater. Here.
Big news.
Gosh, it's big news. Plus, we have just a number of other things going on tomorrow also. But that one, that could be just huge.
Yes.
Huge. Okay. And we're here with Doug Wright, attorney at law. And we're talking about how partnerships can really lead to a lot of problems, even if it's your best friend, because it sometimes best friends will not be best friends after a while working in a partnership. Everything needs to be written out.
Yep. And whether it's just a general partnership, which is basically no legal structure at all, you just have an agreement on you're going to do this and they're going to do that. Or if it's a corporation, you'd want to have a buy-sell or a shareholder agreement. If it's an LLC, a limited liability company, you want to have an operating agreement. Depends on what you're doing, but all I can ask is please don't have your CPA create one for you. They generally, I've seen it happen over and over and over again in this community, and they don't know what they're doing, and they do it. If they do it for you, it's usually done wrong.
Okay. It's a legal document. Why would they have a CPA? I don't understand why they'd have a CPA.
It's a head-scratcher for me. Why the? I don't know. It's okay. Maybe they're trying to help them out, but they charge them for it.
Yeah. Okay. Going back to just quickly hitting on the living trust to help people out there. You've got a will. A living trust will take care of you. That you can write it up and have it in place in, what, a day, 2 days, 3 days?
Depends. Yeah, we can turn them around pretty quick. Typically what takes time for us to get a plan together is the folks putting their decisions in place, what it is they want to do. Because, you know, again, husband-wife partnership or, you know, even long-term relationships, not necessarily husband and wife. They each have their own ideas, but they've never quite communicated what the totality of their ideas are. So they have their, you know, they know what they want to do each. They have to have the discussion. Once they figure out what it is they want to do together, then we can put the plan in place.
Okay. We have people on the line here. We're with Doug Wright, attorney at law, and we're talking about different aspects. And I did mention Stillwater.
Yes.
A second ago, and I just have a feeling that Billy Bob has a statement about that. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Doug, I appreciate every time you come on the radio, you're a genuine intellect that can lend service to everybody. As lawyers, we all don't collaborate as equally as we should, but you're an exception to the rule. So anyway, on this Stillwater, I'm very disappointed in my Bumville demise. But actually, I'm kind of encouraged because that was expensive real estate because of the investment that the city of Redding has made. And so we can find cheap jackrabbit ground outside of those parameters. And for much less to get these homeless people out of Reading and clean up the streets. So anyway, actually it's a good deal. But the thing is that what I'm worried about is in this sale of Stillwater, does everybody know that the city of Reading owes $36 million? That's the bond cost. Everybody's going to sell this place cheap. They're going to sell it for $14 million or whatever they're going to sell for. The city of Reading is in for it for $30 million. So that's my comment, and I just don't think that Barry Tippin or anybody else is smart enough to figure it out that the city of Reading already buried themselves. They're 6 feet under on this deal, and they're never going to bail themselves out, no matter what price they get for the property. So anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Billy. You know, one thing to keep in mind about
is
the sale.
Is that true?
I haven't seen the terms.
I've heard though around the $14 to $15 million, but do we owe $36 million on that?
I don't know for sure.
Okay, that's a good question. I've got that written down too. I got to call Barry and see how much we do owe on Stillwater.
Yeah. And the issue that the city is very well aware of is fair market value.
Oh yeah.
Because if they don't have fair market value on that term sheet, the unions will roar. because it's a prevailing wage issue at that point moving forward.
Look at the sheriff.
Yeah,
look
exactly.
at the sale of the property to Turtle Bay.
Critical issue.
Oh, it is. So they've got to make it. And but they said it was going to be commercial value, or you know, wasn't going to be at a loss like that. But it'd be interesting because to see how big that if they sell it for say $16 million. And the bond issue is $36 million. They still owe that $20 million on it.
I would think so. I don't know for sure
because they borrowed the money.
Yeah, I mean it's still due. Yeah. So you know they're not going to go into Chapter 9 to get rid of that.
So they could pay down you know $15 million of it. The kind of scary thing I saw was I saw what Francie said, and I think Francie made a comment kind of like, well, that's where you know that, and we got to take a look at everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm going, you mean like don't pay that down? And then, or use that money for something else?
Yeah, there's probably some creative ways they're looking to structure this thing, I'm sure, to deal with that debt load. They've got to. There's no way they can just ignore that.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Well, good. So what do you think about this thing out of Stillwater? I mean, you're in Chamber of Commerce. You're big out there. I mean.
Well, you know, I was on the board at the EDC for 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
During Mark LaSalle's term.
Yeah.
And we tried to sell that. You know, not so much. Probably the latter part of Mark's term, we really got involved with Stillwater to actually try to sell it. It was always one of those sweet spots that if we can just get the right company, and there's been a lot of interest over the years from big companies.
There has. And I tell you, one time LaSalle, he came in here and just said, I had my head on the desk.
Yeah.
He said these guys were so close to signing, and then something happened in Europe because it was a multinational company.
Did he ever tell you who it was?
No, he didn't. Oh, well, you tell me after. Or can you talk about it?
I don't know. The deal's passed. They just couldn't there was issues with location because of rail availability and shipping, obviously. It's right. hard to get to the port in Humboldt from here. But it was a large furniture manufacturer.
Oh, like IKEA? Oh! You know, one reason I say IKEA is Linda went to IKEA for her first time. I've now been IKEA'd.
Yeah.
IKEA-ized. Is that the right word? She's got stuff everywhere around her.
With your cute little desk.
That is not a cute desk. It is a Spartan bit of furniture that a Spartan would sit behind.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of the problem with trying to get deals done is California.
Well, yeah.
You know, when you have an offer, you could come to Redding, which is wonderful.
Yes.
But you have an option for Nevada or Texas.
Yeah.
Or they're doing some sweetheart deal in Colorado for you.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, the bottom line is the bottom line.
That's when it gets right down to it.
And you have shareholders, and that's what matters.
And just you know, and see, people just don't know what California's going to do next.
Yep.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, we just raised that gas tax, which means all the things you're going to be shipping out of Redding is just going to cost you 12 cents a gallon more.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
You know, if it's on diesel.
Yeah.
So that's going to cost more. And then we're putting all of our money in this high speed rail. Which isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, how would somebody that wants to make a big investment in California, and I'm not talking software and all that, I'm talking about building a plant and all these kind of things.
Real business.
A real business, a manufacturing structure. You know what? They've got to take a real good look at this. So this group I researched down, you know, they're in different states, of course, but also in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be a pretty stand-up group of guys there.
Yeah, they are. They're big.
You know.
So.
But I thought part of that said, did you read this thing too that said it hinges on if they can sell this concept?
Those are the terms
to investors.
That will become tricky, and because there's going to be contingencies for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
I saw that one. That seemed like a big one. Yeah,
yeah,
we'll buy this if we can sell it to our investors.
Yeah. And there's, you know, and dirt's cheap here right now still. Build an industrial park in the Bay Area, good luck. I mean, better have 3 or 4 lenders lined up to help you out on that.
Well, I mean, if you're buying in Shasta City, they've already, the dope guys have bought all that stuff up. The marijuana consortium has bought all that up.
Yeah.
I think Wind River wants to build a hotel out there.
Yeah.
So they've got that going. This next 5 years, the Wind River. It's going to be a huge thing there.
Yeah.
Costco is going to be big. And then everything downtown. Do you see something like, you know, if the Stillwater goes, that's going to just change everything.
The contractors and the home builders are going to be busy.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we don't have enough homes.
You know, I'm going to go down and take the heavy equipment class down at Shasta College, and I'll just be working for the next 8 years moving dirt.
Yep.
Yeah. Or welding. Welding's kind of cool,
see
too.
Like, Eddie Axner Construction and Snubble Weevil House and Tullis and all these guys just...
You know what? They're going to be buying new homes everywhere.
Yep. I want to run one of those excavators that they're tearing down the Deckers building with. That is daunting to watch.
I want to do... I'm into one of those... I'm just into bulldozing. I think
it's fun.
That big claw.
Well, the excavator is like Star Wars because you have your handles that control your different types of what your bucket, and then your feet have two controls too that control your tracks.
And so, can we talk about aliens here?
Get away from her!
Yeah, get away from her, you. Anyway, hey, Doug Wright, as usual, Doug, you come on. We talk about a lot of things. We talk some legal, some other things, but you're so connected in the community that you've got a pretty good idea of what's happening in a lot of things. In fact, you're on the board of the EDC for 5 years. I tell you what, Tony must have been floating around right now. Now, it's not a done deal. It's not a done deal. There's lots. So many, so far to go, so far to go. But at least it started. We've actually got a name of something, of a group that does this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, hey, we're going to build this movie studio here.
The mysterious.
Or we're going to build, I don't know, what else? I thought, I thought they were going to be talking about something to do with the marijuana industry.
Well, I thought so, too.
I really did.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow, EDC, we're going to try and have Tony Giovanella on tomorrow so we can clap him on the back and say what a great job you've done. Remember, everybody, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Ready. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brews. See that newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Gonna stand my ground.